face tomorrow. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. Please swallow your pride if I
Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitzykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Here's something for you. Although you may think that your age doesn't define you, society still does. That's why we're here. We fight for you. We fight for your rights. We fight to make sure you have everything you need to feel confident as you age, whether that means taking care of a loved one, saving for retirement, or changing careers. Put simply, AARP is looking out for you so that you can build your future and look forward to what's coming next. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
During this COVID-19 environment, Duxbury Systems is here for your Braille software needs. We are open and working via telecommuting for technical support, activation questions, orders, etc. We are doing our best to keep the Braille flowing during this stressful period. So it's best to contact us via email. So please write to us at support@duxys.com. That's support@duxsys.com. Duxbury Systems makes accessible software for translating, transcribing, editing, and baking Braille for about 200 languages. DBT Win and DBT Max support virtually every Braille printer. We also support a number of Braille math codes and even tactile graphics. So visit us at duxsys.com. That's duxsys.com. Remember, Duxbury Systems is here for you.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and I'm your host, Michael, and we have a packed show for you tonight. Yes, we do. We are live from Orlando, Florida. If the voices in the background seem strange, well, that's because most of us are home, not in the studio. We are live in Orlando, but we're not in the studio. Only one in the studio is our producer, Chris. But before we get started, let me introduce you to the players tonight on the show. First, our co-host, Lynn Golder. Are you there, Lynn?
I am here, and tonight I'm to your left, Michael.
You're always to my right.
We're sharing the computer. We're on Zoom, so we're going to try this out tonight. Hope it works, and you enjoy it, the show.
And we have a guest with us tonight. Yes. His name, well, he's one of our listeners, and our pleasure to have him as a guest host tonight. His name is Eugene Batke. Eugene, are you there?
Hey, how you doing, Michael and Lynn?
Hi, Eugene.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good all the way over here in Clearwater.
Okay.
And how's Mr. Chris doing back there in the radio station?
Well, I'm just going to introduce him. Chris, are you there?
I'm trying to get right over here. Y'all just pray for me.
Well, that's Chris Shaw, his producer. The man with the mostest, the hostess. That's right.
He's the host with the most.
That's right. Without him, there's no show because without him,
we
have no one to run.
You got the most right. There's a lot most going on over here today, so you got the most right.
Sure. I don't think everybody knows that Eugene's in Clearwater, Florida.
Yeah, Eugene's in Clearwater. We're in Orlando. And we also have someone in the background who's hiding there in the background waiting to come on, but she'll be on a little later in the show. Her name is Sheila Young. Sheila, you there, hiding?
Sheila.
I am here, yeah.
Okay.
And good evening, everybody. Okay.
Tonight, it saddens me, this show is dedicated to one of our listeners. She was one of our longest listeners on the radio show, and she was a dear friend of Sheila's, a dear friend of Lynn's, a dear friend of mine, and I'm sure Eugene knew her well as well, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners knew she was a doll. We're talking about Maddie, we miss you, but you'll always be in our heart, Maddie Hickson, this show is dedicated to you, and also we'd like to bring on Reverend, who's going to do the Reverend Charles Brooks. Are you there, Reverend Charles Brooks?
I am here.
His Reverend Charles Brooks is going to do the 23rd Psalm, but I also would like to also, and I'm sure Maddie would want it as well. It wasn't planned this way. This was supposed to be just for Maddie, but also because of Maddie, I'm sure Maddie would want it, that we'd also like to do the 23rd Psalm also for a young man who was murdered this week. His name is George Floyd out of Minnesota. Our heartbreak is for him, too. We didn't know him. We didn't know him. But we have seen a lot of him lately on the news, and it wasn't right what happened. Anyway, I'm sure Maddie would want her to be the 23rd Psalm along with Maddie. Reverend, would you please do the 23rd Psalm for Maddie, please, and for George Floyd?
Yeah. The 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
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 Thank you, Reverend Charles Brooks.
You're very welcome. And I'm sad to hear about Maddie, a very dear friend.
And we're glad to hear your voice on the air.
Yes,
Charles.
I'm sure a lot of listeners recognize your voice.
Recognize your voice, that's for sure.
Well, thank you.
I also would like to say something to Maddie's family. What were you saying?
I was going to say that I would also like to say to the George Floyd family that prayers are going up for them.
Amen to that.
Amen to that, yes. Amen. I also would like to say that our condolences to the Hickson family, and also, I don't know him that well, Sheila does, her fiancé.
Greg.
If you're listening, Craig, our condolences to you on your loss of Maddie, to the wonderful young lady. For those who didn't know her, you missed out on a wonderful person. Well,
thank you, Charles.
Thank you, Charles. Thank you, Sheila.
We hope to talk to you very soon.
Yes.
Yes, Don.
Sheila, is there something you want to say?
Don sends her love and says hello to everyone. We miss you.
Hey, Don. We miss you, Don.
We miss you, too.
Hello to Dawn.
Give our love to Dawn.
Thank you.
Thank you, Charles, for coming on. Thank you.
All right.
Sheila,
are you still there?
I'm here.
Anything you want to say? Do you have anything you want to say?
Oh, it's so good to hear Charles's voice.
It is.
This has been a very hard time for DOCB. Maddie has been a member. Let me see if I can pull it together. She's been a member of GOCB forever, way before I was ever a member. She's been a loyal member, friend, a dear mother. And she will be so missed.
Yes.
Her services are Friday. Visitation / wake is from 4 to 6 on Friday at the Mitchell's Funeral Home. And Saturday, the funeral is at 2 at Mitchell's Funeral Home. And there are limited numbers allowed, and the requirements will be masks. And I hope other members of GOCB will call in to give their thoughts at 407-894-1680. I miss her already.
Well, thank you so much, Sheila. Yes, our heart is broken. Yes. Well, I'm going to go on with the show. Eugene.
Yes, sir.
You want to bring on the show on a happy note? Because it's really sad. I'd like to do something happy.
A happy note. I know when you lose people, they used to say that when somebody dies, somebody else is born. We have a lady with our council. She's also a part of the Florida Council and the American Council of the Blind. She turned 104 years old today.
No kidding.
Her name is Ida Schwartzel. She lives in Clearwater. And as far as I know, she's the oldest member of ACB and FCB.
104. Wow.
104. And she's doing real good. She's a sharp lady, and she attends our council meetings. And we sent her a bouquet of flowers yesterday for her birthday.
I assume she lives in her own house.
Yes, she does.
Yeah, that's why, because if she was living in assisted living, she probably would be dead.
Yep, she lives by herself.
Not because, as last week, if you heard the show, Lynn lost her ex-mother-in-law due to the virus, but she never got the virus. She just lost it due to isolation. Isolation killed her.
Right.
So is there anything you want to bring up, Eugene, before we begin the show?
No, I've got some stuff to bring up later on during the show.
Okay.
Okay. I do know there'll probably be some people calling in.
Okay.
If Chris is there, folks, on the line, maybe.
Yeah.
Remember the phone number. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. This show, if you're just listening for the first time, well, we say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. So we love having you, whether you're sighted or whether you're blind. Pick up the phone, call us. We'd love to. I don't care where you are, whether you're in Pennsylvania, you're in New York, you're in New Hampshire, if you are in California, if you're in Nebraska, wherever you are, call us. We'd like to hear from you, 407-894-1680. Yeah, especially if you have anything to add to the show. We'd love to hear from you, 407-894-1680. I'm sure there's enough things to talk about in this country that you have something to add to the show, because there's so much going on in this country, whether it's good, whether it's bad. There's so many things going on. We'd love to hear from you, 407-894-1680. So if you call in, maybe I have something to say.
Michael, do you have a minute to talk about AARP, and I'll give them the website?
Okay. Right now, I want to talk about AARP. For those folks that don't know AARP, or you're questioning what is AARP, AARP is when basically you are turning 50, and that's basically 50 is when you say whether you believe it or not, that's when you say a senior citizen. AARP is the advocate for the seniors all over the country. It's not a political group. It's an advocate for the senior citizens. And they all stand together. There's 38 million people belong to AARP. 38 million.
Wow.
Yeah, when I turned 50, I joined right away. When Lynn turned 50, she joined right away.
Hey,
it's a great organization, AARP. Do you belong, Eugene?
Listen,
I was a member of AARP, and they ended up stopped meeting over here in Clearwater. And
I didn't know they met.
Yeah, they had a group that met once a month. They would meet for lunch, and this had been quite a few years ago, and they all of a sudden just quit meeting.
Well, we still pay. I mean, first of all, it's so inexpensive to belong. It's only like $12 to belong a year now. It's so inexpensive, and you get so many things back. Someday when the restaurants open up and you go into restaurants, a lot of restaurants take discounts for the restaurants. A lot of nice restaurants, Denny's around the country, Outback, a lot of them take AARP. Plus, if you ever want to fly again, they take discounts. Hotels definitely take AARP discounts.
Hey, let's go to the phone. Let's go to the phone line real quick. I got Craig on the phone line from Orlando, the fiance of Maddie. He wants to say something. And then
absolutely. Yes. We'd love to hear from him.
All right. So we got Craig right now from Orlando. Craig?
Yes.
You're on the airwaves.
Hi,
go ahead.
Hi, Craig.
Hi. Hi, Mike.
Hello,
I'd like
Craig.
To say something about Maddie. Maddie was a very determined lady. She enjoyed being secretary of the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind. She was a president of the Christian Fellowship of the Blind. Right now, they have about 10 or 12 members. And when we were meeting, because I'm also a member, but I had to work, I couldn't attend the meetings. But she met at Delaney Street Baptist Church downtown. Maddie was a very heartwarming person. Maddie loved to read romances. She loved to read about situations where people were having a bad time, but everything turned out, you know, to be good. She loved Cinderella. She loved The Wizard of Oz. She liked shows like that. I know two of her favorite popular songs were Soldier Boy by the Shirelles and the song by the Toys, How Gentle is the Rain, I think it is. And Maddie loved people. She always, you know, treated everybody fairly. Maddie was just a wonderful person. And again, she loved GOCB. She liked listening to Blind and Beyond. And Maddie and I dated 25 years.
Wow.
And
that was a wonderful
person. Our condolence, Blind and Beyond gives you your condolence. Our condolence goes out to you, Craig.
Okay. And I'll never forget Maddie. She'll always be a part of my life. And Charles, thank you so much for saying a 23rd Psalm for her.
Welcome. And we'll never forget Maddie either. She's a part of our show, part of us, our family.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let you go.
Thank you very much for calling in, Craig.
Thank you. Okay. Big hug, Craig. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right.
We're going to go on a break.
Okay. I have one other person. I got two other people on the phone line that was trying to get in, but we do got to take this break because we're behind in minutes.
Okay.
All right. We're going to go and let's talk with Leslie real quick because I know Leslie wanted to say something for Maddie as well. Leslie from Orlando. Leslie, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Hello, Leslie.
Hey, Leslie.
Hi, guys. How's it going tonight?
It's doing good.
Good. Hey, I just wanted to say a thing about Maddie. She was a dear, dear person, and like Craig just said, our hearts are all broken. We've lost a really good member of GOCB and a friend. I have known Maddie for about as long as Craig and them have been dating when I moved to Orlando in 97. So she was just a wonderful person, and she will be really, really missed. So our condolences to the family.
Well, thank you for sharing.
Thank you very much for sharing.
All right. Good night.
All right. Have a good night.
All right. Let's go to break, Chris.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Here's something for you. Although you may think that your age doesn't define you, society still does. That's why we're here. We fight for you. We fight for your rights. We fight to make sure you have everything you need to feel confident as you age, whether that means taking care of a loved one, saving for retirement, or changing careers. Put simply, AARP is looking out for you so that you can build your future and look forward to what's coming next. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
There's no denying it. Everyone is feeling overwhelmed. Life is tough these days. If you are looking for some relief, CBD just may help you manage your stress levels, cope with anxiety, enhance your gut health, and soothe your pain and inflammation. Community Pharmacy's Jeff Ferris, RPH, a pharmacist with over 35 years' experience, has done the research to bring you the highest quality, full-spectrum CBD products on the market. Community Pharmacy carries CBD with the Hemp Authority's seal of approval, letting you know that these products are monitored for standardized quality control and third-party tested, ensuring a safer hemp industry. You deserve peace of mind. Try Community Pharmacy CBD products today. Phone in your order at 410-749-2195. or simply visit thehemphealth.com. Mention the promo code radio to receive a 10% discount off your order.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. And believe it or not, yes, I am your host. My name is Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, 407-894-1680. And by the way, maybe you get a chance to take a look at our website. Oh, yeah, we got a great website. Take a look. Check us out. BlindAndBeyondRadioShow.org. BlindAndBeyondRadioShow.org. Don't forget the A-N-D, BlindAndBeyondRadioShow.org. That's our website. By the way, when you go there, if you ever miss a show, miss any part of this show, you want to listen to any part of this show or any other show, the last, well, we got over 200 shows. We're on now 5 years. Check us out. If you want to write to me, just add Michael to it. Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. What, Lynn?
Well, one of the things I wanted to say before, but we didn't have time, is that you can go to our website and just click on the AARP button for those of you who are visually impaired. Excited, just click on the logo and it will take you right to aarp.org/blindandbeyond. And there you can learn about joining and finding out about all the membership related aspects.
I'm all excited. Next week, Eugene, we get a new sponsor. That's right. We're getting Spectrum.
All right.
Comes on our show. That's right.
Hey, listen, we can hit the phone line right now. We got a caller on the phone line, Jim from Crystal Beach, Florida. I believe that's right. Jim from Crystal Beach. Jim, you there?
Jim,
hey,
from Crystal Beach.
Where's Crystal Beach?
Crystal Beach is just about 9 miles north of me.
Oh, is that right? One of your territory.
Hey, the first thing I'd like to say, can you hear me okay?
Is Jim there?
Yes, I'm here.
I can hear you, Jim.
Okay. Hey, listen, the first thing I'd like to say is I'd like to give my condolences to Maddie and her family. I'm sorry to say that I have never met her, but I have heard so many good things about her, and I'm so sorry to hear her passing. The
very nice
thing I'd like to say, Michael, is I get Eugene on here. And, Eugene, you know, I know you and you know me, but I've never said this to you, and I'd like to express it on the air because there's so many ears listening. And, Eugene, I think one of the most passionate things a person can do for their country is serving in the military. And I know that you have been a Navy veteran for, golly, 20-some years, and I just can't thank you enough for the service you've given to our country. I think that's the most passionate thing a person can do.
I didn't know he was a Navy man either.
Oh, I tell you, Michael, I know how many, Eugene, 20-some years?
22 years.
It's just incredible. And like I say, Eugene, I know we know each other, but I've never told you that. And I really, really admire you for your service to this country.
Well, thank you.
And, Michael, I tell you, I know Eugene's got something. He's involved in so many things. It's just incredible the time he has. I know he's on some of these Zoom conferences, and I don't get on all of them, but I just appreciate the things that you do, Eugene. And I know you probably got the wires burning up over there, Michael, so I'm going to pass this on to somebody else. And, Eugene, thank you for your service to our country.
Well, thank you, Jim.
Thank you so much, Jim, for calling. And I didn't know, would you believe, all the years I know Eugene, I did not know he was a Navy man. Didn't know it.
Well, you know, Michael, I was a deputy sheriff, too.
That I knew.
That's why I wanted to let other people know of his service.
By the way, Jim is the vice president of the Pinellas Council of the Blind. I got him into that job and not going to let him get out of it.
More loyalty.
So now I learned another town, Crystal.
Crystal Beach?
Crystal Beach.
Yeah.
Do they have a lot of crystals on the sand? Is that it?
Well, he's got water behind where he lives. He's got a nice dock you can go fishing off of. You can't catch anything real good out there, though. So.
Well, all I can say to you, Eugene, I learned things all about you more and more, nice things. So you were, how many years were you in the Navy?
22. Yeah. And I enjoyed it. Got to travel all around the world.
Yeah, what kind of ship were you on? Were you on a ship?
I was on a LHA, which is a light helicopter attack. It was the USS Bellawood LHA-3. They decommissioned it and sunk it off the coast of, Hawaii. It was either Hawaii or California. They sunk it off the coast, made it into an artificial reef. Then I was on a CG-17 Harry E. Yarnell out of Norfolk, Virginia for 3 years. So those are the only two ships. I was in Airedale for 3 years, a patrol squadron out of Moffett Field. We flew all around the coast of Vietnam and areas from Thailand and the Philippines.
So you were in helicopters?
They were four-engine turboprops. They're big P-3 Bravos. They look like they got a big stinger on the back of them. We flew around dropping sonobuoys, tracking subs, trawlers, and different things.
Mm.
That was during the Vietnam War.
Have to have them on a Veterans Day.
Yeah, we have to have you on Veterans Day. I didn't know you were a Navy man. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Lion Man Gary, me and him talked before, so... You know what I can do to keep busy during the week? I go on these community chat lines. They've got community calls where you can go on via Zoom or you can go on via conference call. They've got stuff going every day of the week. Like on Sunday, they have a happy hour that's done by Patricia Leposky that comes on about 3:30, and people sit down with their favorite drink. And when I sit down with a bottle of water.
But, tell the truth, Eugene.
Yeah, we talk about all kinds of different things, and she always calls on me to give everybody a recipe. And for today, I gave them a recipe for a blueberry jello salad.
Ooh, that sounds good.
And then they have chats later on tonight, and they've got wake up one in the morning at 11 o'clock Eastern time. I sit down with my cup of coffee, and I talk with people that are members of FCB, members of ACB, members of the Washington State or California. You know, we even get some people in there from Hawaii occasionally. Then they've got 60 and older chat on Monday night. They've got yoga on Tuesdays. Then our buddy Greg, he's got a Eyes Free Sports podcast that comes on every other Saturday. You can get it, on the A-Lady, or you can...
We had him on about a week ago.
Yeah, Greg was on a couple of weeks ago talking about it. Very interesting.
Yep.
Yeah, as soon as we can get things where we're allowed to go out and mingle, we're still working on trying to get us a beatball team together over here for Clearwater. But I know he wants to do that, and I want to get into it, so... They get me out of the house and give me some more exercise.
Eugene, want to hold it for a second? Chris, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. While we're waiting for our guest, let's go to trivia right now.
No. Your guest is there. He's already there. He's
there.
Let's go to our guest.
Okay, let's go to our guest then.
No, Jeff, how you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing great. How are you guys tonight?
Hi, Jeff. Would like to welcome you back. And just so in case anybody doesn't know, Jeff Faraci is on the air now. And Jeff is a pharmacist slash owner of a business called Community Pharmacy. And his website is thehemphealth.com. And Jeff is going to tell us all about CBD products. So if you have any questions, give us a call. What's the number, Michael?
Well, I'm going to call in right now. It's 407-894-1680. If you ask Jeff is waiting for your calls. You want to talk about CBD products. That's what it's all about, CBD products. Call Jeff. Phone number is 407-894-1680. And by the way, I'm now one of his customers. That's right. I just got my pills this week. Just started taking them. And I look forward to seeing what's happening over the next few days. I'm waiting.
So, Jeff, for people who didn't listen to you last time, why don't you catch them up? What are some of the common misconceptions about CBD? Because we had them as well in the beginning.
Sure. I had them in the beginning, too, Lynn.
Okay.
A common misconception is that it's marijuana, and it's not. It's hemp, and hemp is different than marijuana. They're cousins, but hemp has CBD, which is non-addictive, non-psychoactive. It is really great for inflammation, pain. We use it for our diabetic patients, Crohn's, colitis, anything that's an autoimmune disease we'll use it with, too, because it helps decrease the cytokines in the immune system with all that inflammation. Stress and anxiety is one of the things that's really used well for, because it does it fairly quickly. Within a few couple of days, you'll notice a difference.
Most people, I might be like myself, and that is they're afraid to take anything new or try anything new because they're afraid of side effects or anything else. But in talking to you about taking these pills that I'm now taking, and I also not only spoke to you as a backup, I spoke to my doctor to ask him, and he just wanted to know what was in them, and I told him, and he said, well, there's nothing in there that can harm me. So I'm taking them now. There's nothing in there to harm me. That was the key.
Well, that's the really nice thing about CBD is there's really nothing in there that's going to harm you. It's very healthy for you because it works on the immune system to decrease inflammation. As we age, that's what it's all about, inflammation. It's one of the safest products I've had. I was a dispensing pharmacist for almost 40 years. And, all the side effects with everything with CBD, every once in a while somebody will get a dry mouth. Sometimes they can get a little diarrhea, but it's very rare and it's very, the side effects really are minimal. And there's really not a lot of drug interactions. The only real serious drug interaction that we're concerned with would be, a blood thinner, Coumadin, or warfarin. But other than that, it's very healthy for you. I have probably 40 doctors in my area that send patients to me.
No kidding.
They've seen how great the results are for them.
Wow. So tell us some of the types of clients that you would have, age range and some of the ailments that they're looking for relief from, and what would people
Why should people take it?
Right.
I've had patients as young as 3 years old. I've had patients in their 90s.
And why would a 3-year old take just for
OCD and hyperactivity? Mm-hmm. And it seemed to just help relax them a little bit. Sometimes autistic kids will give them to those. So 4 and 5 year olds, they've used it because they have a lot of, social anxiety. This really helps relieve that social anxiety, or at least decrease it so it's manageable. One of my favorite ones is my Crohn's patient I had, who had been on all sorts of different injections that really messed with his immune system. And a year on CBD, and his Crohn's was in remission. And verified by, a colonoscopy. So that's one of my favorite ones. So it's great for that. My diabetic patients will tell me that their A1Cs have gone down a whole point. Pain, inflammation, migraines, it works really well too. If you get a lot of migraines, it can cut them in half. So if you have like 4 a month, you'd only get, 1 or 2 a month. So it's wide ranging because your body produces something is almost like CBD, so we're just helping the system work better is all we're doing.
Jeff, It's my understanding that cancer patients also lean toward taking CBD products.
A lot of my cancer patients will. It's very healthy. It probably has some anti-tumor effects, but I don't like to go into it that much because there's not a lot of good data.
Right.
But it also is really good for, what it really is good for is chemo-induced pain. They get some neuropathies a lot of times, and it seems like the CBD works really well for that too.
Hey, we got a
question.
We have a caller on the phone line all the way from Orlando, Florida, who has a question for you, but go right ahead.
Eugene, I believe Eugene had a question.
Eugene, take a second.
Oh, want to take Eugene second? Okay. Yeah. Caller?
Put the caller on.
Okay. It's our good friend, the one and only Professor, Dr., First Lady, and Pastor Sheila Young.
Chris, thank you for that. Jeff, don't listen to him because I am not a doctor. I am not a professor. So,
I don't mind. I go out talking to doctors all day long, so it's all good.
And I am not. But I didn't even go to college. So anyway, I have issues with sleeping. So would this help with sleeping?
Yes, CBD does a couple of things. One, it'll help relax you so that you can get to sleep. But if you don't feel drugged out in the morning like you do from sleeping pills, you wake up refreshed. And the reason why you wake up refreshed is because it actually can increase your REM sleep. There's been some studies out there where it increased REM sleep a little bit, and it can increase the very deep sleep, which is a different cycle. So it really, and you'll notice, once you find the right dose, it'll be that night you'll sleep better. So usually within the first three nights, because you play with the dose a little bit, you'll get a really good night's sleep. And it really does help make you feel refreshed in the morning because of the increased REM sleep.
Sheila, this is Michael. That's why I'm taking it for sleep. Yeah. That's why I'm taking it, Sheila.
And Jeff, how
do you know how much to take, I guess, is my question.
He'll help you. He will instruct you.
Yeah, if you go on thehemphealth.com or call us at 410-749-2195, we'd be glad to walk you through the whole process. We'll fill out a form to show you exactly how to dose it. We'll ask you questions so that we make sure we get you the right product, and we'll get you the right dosing schedule.
Jeff, all right, sir. Jeff,
yeah.
Excuse me, Sheila, one second. Jeff, would you be able to email them the form, the instructions for a person who was prepared? Yeah. Okay, well, that's important.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
No problem. Thank you.
Eugene, you want to ask Jeff a question?
Please? Yeah, Jeff, does that work anything on high blood pressure?
It actually does. We've had quite a few patients where they've actually had to lower their blood pressure medicine. So it does because it helps relax the vasculature. So as you relax that, you can decrease the pressure a little bit. So many of my patients do really well, especially being on medicine and you're still borderline hypertensive. This could be a really nice add-on to help bring it down so that it becomes normotensive.
Okay, good. I have to look on Michael's website and get your info so I can get a hold of you.
I'd love to talk to you.
It's right on the website, right there.
Yep.
Is
anybody else there, Chris?
No, ma'am, not yet.
Not yet.
If you have any questions, they're up to Jeff. It's all on our webpage. It's Blind and Beyond radioshow.org. Just look it up. And what's the pharmacy's name?
Community Pharmacy with an F.
Community
like,
Pharmacy.
Like an animal farm, F-A-R-M.
It's on our webpage.
Yeah.
Jeff, you don't need a prescription for any of this, do you?
No, it's all over the counter.
Oh, okay.
I imagine
it's all natural.
I imagine now with everything that's going on with all the chaos in the world, that a lot of people are taking the CBD product for anxiety.
Out. Yeah, going to relax.
It is. There is a lot, and they're actually doing some studies with COVID patients in CBD. So I'm really interested to see where that goes.
Really, that is interesting.
Well, with COVID, you think the problem is you get what they call that cytokine storm that causes all that lung inflammation, and CBD works by decreasing cytokines. So it's really interesting to see where that'll pan out. I'm really interested to see where that'll go. It's preliminary data coming in, probably not for another couple months, get some final data.
And don't forget, folks,
if you're buying from Jeff, which I hope you do,
promo code.
Use the promo code Blind and Beyond because you get a 10% discount when you call in.
Actually, it's
don't forget to say you heard on the radio.
It's BB. What is it, Jeff? BB.
Just say radio.
Okay.
Make it easy. Just say radio.
Listen, we got us another caller on the phone line calling from Orlando, Florida. Derek.
Good.
Derek is calling in. Derek, how you doing, Derek?
Yeah, good. Thank you. How are you doing? I've got a quick question for Jeff.
Yes?
Okay. Hi, Jeff. I'm 62 years old, and I've always been somebody super active and just like adventurous, etc. But the last few years with my eyesight disappearing at a very rapid rate and just all the changes in my life, the loss of close family members, my stress level's gone through the roof. So my first question would be, on occasion, frequent occasion, I find myself waking up pretty much at 3 a.m. in the morning, and other times, like early hours in the morning, I'm finding myself just having these crazy dreams, almost like I was with family members back in on the beach years and years ago in South Africa where I was born. And I'm not asking you to interpret the dreams, but I'm assuming my stress level is still, I thought I'd let go of a lot of it, but it seems still to be with me even after all of the, the major changes like, as I said, family members passing away and just my eyesight vanishing quickly. I'm wondering how something like this would work for me. And part two of the same question would be, I tried hemp seed that I bought a packet at Costco. How does Reducel differ from the hemp seed I bought at Costco?
So let me unpack that a little bit. So the first thing I'll go through is what I've done is I've done the research. I've researched it for months before I bring in companies. The companies that I have what's called the it's basically the good housekeeping seal of hemp. It's the Hemp Authority seal of approval, which means you get the same thing every time. It's always reproducible. It's what it is what it says it is. Free of herbicides, pesticides, everything, because you have to be careful with hemp. It's not a quality company. There can be things in there that are not good. In fact, 75% of what you buy online, the study showed that it's not what it says it is. So as a pharmacist, I've done that research for you, and I've brought in the top companies that I feel safe enough to give to my family. As far as the stress and anxiety, yes, and it also would help with the sleep. The other thing you can do is with CBD, let's say you do take it, you get to sleep, but you do wake up. You can actually, we tell people to take another half a dose in the middle of the night to help them go back to sleep. The one question I have is, is there something traumatic that happened? It's like a PTSD reaction, or is this not anything to do with that? Because why I ask that is CBD really, there's some good studies out there for PTSD that it really helps with that. So I didn't.
Right. No, I've never had any PTSD, nothing at all. About the only thing I haven't added to the story is that I've had type 1 sugar diabetes since I was very young. But, that aside from that, I've lived a very healthy and, good life. I've been very adventurous and a lot of things that most people would never even dream of doing in their lives. And to me, it's just like I feel great about it. I come from a wonderful family, so it's not anything related to that sort of anxiety.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's also really good for diabetes. It can help lower cortisol levels, which will help lower the sugar and your A1C. The big thing it also does is with diabetes, when you've had it for a long time, you'll get neuropathies and you get eye problems, kidney problems, and CBD helps decrease the oxygen radicals so that it doesn't cause that damage. So I told Michael the same thing. Anybody that's a diabetic should be on CBD for all the different things that it does.
Well, thank you for calling in, Jeff, and very much.
Well, hold on before you go, Jeff, because we got another caller calling in.
Oh, good.
From Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. Hey, Derek, thank you so much, Derek.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, Jeff. I'll give you a call.
Thank you.
All right, let's talk with Robert from Valley Forge, who has a few questions as well. Robert, you there?
I'm here.
You got the floor.
Good evening, everybody.
Hi, Robert.
Robert from Valley Forge.
Is Timothy? Pennsylvania. The guest name is Timothy?
No, Jeff.
Oh, Jeff. I'm sorry.
Robert, his
Jeff,
name is
I'm
Jeff.
I'm up in Pennsylvania, and I'm a diabetic.
Real close to me.
I'm close to you?
I'm in Maryland.
Oh, cool. I wasn't sure if...
My grandparents lived in Glenside, not far from you.
Oh, cool. I wasn't sure what you have is only for Florida people because you're on Michael's show.
No.
We would be able to order from you also?
Robert, he ships all over the country.
He ships all over the country. He ships to Pennsylvania. Yep. He ships all over. Hawaii ships everywhere.
Way cool, because my wife has... arthritis, and I'm a diabetic. Anything to get off of some of these stronger meds would be wonderful.
There you go.
We would love to help you.
Yeah.
Why don't you go to either the hemphealth.com, but the easiest way is also to call me, because that way I can sit down and really go over everything with you. And it's 410-749-2195.
All right, I'm recording this show. I'll be able to present this to my wife, and we'll call tomorrow.
And if you miss any part, Robert, if you
yes.
didn't get his phone number, go to our webpage.
It's 410-749-2195, Robert.
This is awesome. Thank you, Mike, for having this gentleman on. It's great.
All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you, Robert.
Take care.
Robert.
Be safe in Valley Forge, PA.
All right. Well, thank you, Jeff. We're going to have to run. And
thank you.
Very, very, very informative tonight. Really appreciate it, and so does the audience.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Take care. Thank you.
Good night.
We're going to right now to trivia time. Trivia time. Trivia time. Chris, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just discombobulated with everything because we all over the place tonight.
Okay, let's go to the first trivia. Trivia 407-894-1680. This should be...
This is Eugene's song.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see if anybody knows this.
407-894-1680. Lady, a miracle, my
love. I'm only a drop. Make me a fountain. I'm only a hill. Make me a mountain. You can make a slave or a king of me. Make me 90 feet tall. You can make a fabulous thing of me. Or nothing at all. I'm only a spark. Make me a fire. I'm only a boy. You can make a tower of strength of me. Just by touching my hand. You can make whatever you want of me. I'm at your command.
Make me a miracle. Make me a miracle.
I'm only a cup. Make me a chalice. I'm only a hut. Make me
a palace. It's enough, Chris. Okay, yes, so who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680.
Anybody? The song came out in 1958.
Oh, I thought you said 59.
Yeah, I did, but it's actually 58.
Okay. You stand corrected, right?
Yes.
That performer had a lot of hits in the 50s.
I'd be surprised if somebody knows it.
Yeah, that's a toughie.
Yeah, well, you know, I know a lot of things, you know, so I'm going to behave because, you know, anybody could tell you Stevie Wonder with no problem, but I'm going to behave.
Right. I thought it was Michael Jackson sang that.
not high enough, not too high.
Chris, you're lonely there in the studio without us, Chris, driving you crazy.
I know. That's why I'm all over the place.
Anybody calling in yet for the song?
Hopefully it won't be long and can be back in the studio.
Yeah, I don't know about that. We'll see. We shall see.
And they're opening more places up, but, you know.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. We'll talk about that in a minute. Listen, let's go over to Daytona Beach and talk with our good friend Trish from Daytona Beach. Trish, how you doing?
In Daytona.
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. How are you?
Hello, Trish.
I don't know the name of the song, guys. In fact, I don't think I've ever heard that song.
Well, who's singing the song? You don't have to tell me what the name is. Who's singing the song?
I don't know, but I thought I would just give a quick hello to Eugene. Hello, Mr. Eugene.
Hello, Trish.
Hi. I wanted to tell you guys, when Eugene was talking about the different hats he wears, he also likes to cook. And he comes on my happy hour call that I do every Sunday, and he gives out recipes to everybody. So I've never tasted his cooking, but he's got some darn good recipes. So I thought I would mention that. He wears many hats. So anyway, just wanted to say hello to you, Eugene.
How does everybody access the happy hour?
There's a call-in number that you call in, you know, at a certain time, and, you know, we talk about anything and everything that's on your mind, whether it's a pet peeve, an embarrassing moment, or you want to share information, but we talk about everything that's happy. We don't talk about anything negative, and that's why I do it, because
the easiest way is to go to FCB.org, okay, and find the mail list and sign up to receive emails from FCB.org. That'll tell you what is going on during the week. Also, ACB has a community mailing list. If you go to acb.org and go up there, look for community events, sign up for their mailing list. You'll get a list every morning. Sheila also sends it out every morning saying what's on for the day and what's a peak view of what's on for the next day.
And there's a lot of different calls with a lot of different topics, so it's very, very good. So I would recommend people do that. It's a good way to pass your time, especially if you're isolating inside and you're not going anywhere. It's a great way to pass the time by talking to people all throughout the United States, actually. So.
Thank you, Trish. We're going to go to the top of the hour very shortly.
Well, hold on. Before we go to the top of the hour, I got 30 seconds. Trish, thank you. Thank you so much, Trish. I think we got us a winner on the phone line from East New York. East New York, the one and only Brad from East New York. Brad, you there?
Hi, good evening.
Brad, who's singing that song?
I'm guessing that's Jimmy Rogers.
Yeah.
You are 100% correct. You know his biggest hit?
What was it?
You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway, but you know who was his biggest hit? He had a number one record.
Than wine, probably.
What?
Kiss is sweeter than wine.
Right. Yeah.
And he also had another one. The first song I ever heard, he did called Honeycomb. Honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
Yeah.
Won't You Be My Baby?
Honeycomb.
So this is Brad in New York?
Yes.
Okay.
Brad, New York.
All right.
Okay. Well, thank you. We're going to go to the top of the hour. Thank you very much for calling in, Brad. As I said, you just won a $10 gift card from Subway. Thanks for listening, Brad.
Thank you so much.
Stay safe.
Have a good night.
Thanks for calling in.
Hey, Brad, don't hang up. Hold on one moment, all right, Brad?
Okay.
Yeah, top of the hour. Go away. We'll be right back.